If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, government to strictly enforce publishing audit findings of cash waterfall mechanism every quarter. Also, we have an update from Washington, D.C. as Ghana secures MOU from bilateral creditors, a move that will aid the release of $360 million from the IMF in June. And in our business journal, as the country grapples with the power crisis, there is a shortage of generators as dealers struggle to import equipment due to the depreciation of the cedi. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwao. Happy Friday, everyone. Great to be with you. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KTU Radio. Government has indicated that it will ensure audit findings on how revenue earned from the power distribution is utilized are published every quarter as part of the cash waterfall mechanism. The mechanism, which was rolled out in 2019, was to ensure that revenue collected from the sector is equitably distributed. However, recent challenges with the Electricity Company of Ghana have affected implementation of this program and the release of the funds. But speaking at the program in Washington, D.C., Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam noted that this program will be fully implemented to deal with challenges facing the sector.
We are discussing with the World Bank under what we call P4R program, which will require us to acquire or procure up to 1 million meters, because the issue of addressing the finances in the sector is not just about tariff adjustment, but also how we can improve on collection. You have up to 7 different meters in the system which are not speaking to each other. And therefore, we want to be able to harmonize our metering system, to standardize the metering system. And therefore, under the P4R, the World Bank is supporting us to procure 1 million standard meters. That will help in improving on the collection.
You heard the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam. We have been reporting this week that Ghana has finally secured the much-talked-about MOU with bilateral creditors on restructuring of our debts. George Afi has more from his engagements with the Official Creditor Committee in Washington, D.C., where he's covering the annual IMF World Bank spring meetings.
The country secured this deal after members of the Official Creditor Committee and Ghana's bilateral creditors managed to secure the necessary approvals from their respective countries and parliament on the terms for restructuring Ghana's debts as agreed earlier this year. Joy Business understands that the Official Creditor Committee could be issuing a statement in the coming days to confirm this deal that has been reached with Ghana. The development could pave the way for the IMF staff to go to its board in June this year over its report about the second review performance of Ghana under the fund program and possibly approve some $360 million in the country. Government could now be turning its attention to the private creditors and the Eurobond holders in Washington, D.C., USA, over a new deal after the IMF rejected an earlier agreement on how to restructure the debts owed the Eurobond holders and the private commercial creditors.
George, I feel with that report from Washington, D.C. in the U.S., meantime, economist Professor Lord Mensah has been reacting to this. According to him, this will give the confidence needed to ensure the sustainability of the IMF economic program.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I mean, having an MOU, gives more or less kind of confidence that there's something on paper that we can rely on. Having an agreement in principle and verbally usually, can change at any point in time. But if you have it on paper and it's agreed by two parties, then obviously we should expect that they will go by the dictate of the MOU. And so from where I sit, it's a good sign. I would say.
You heard economist Professor Lord Mensah, now the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abner Amwa, has said that management is diversifying operations to attract more companies to raise capital from the bears. She's of the view that the move will encourage businesses to move from the money market to the capital market to raise cheaper funds. Speaking to the media, Ms. Amwa disclosed that one of the targeted groups is the rural and community banks scattered across the country.
The other market we are looking also to launch is what we call our OTC market. Our OTC market, or over-the-counter market, is a market for public companies that are not listed. We have about 100 rural and community banks. They are all public companies, which means they have many shareholders who can trade in their shares. And or the companies themselves can raise capital. So we have a platform, and the SEC has given us or has approved rules for us to onboard some of these public companies so that their shareholders can trade in their shares. There will be price discovery. You'll know where to go to buy and sell additional shares in all the public companies that are not yet listed.
You heard the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abner Amwa. The Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana, Selma Ashipala Muzavi, is calling on African governments, including Ghana, to domesticate said protocols that would help women thrive in trade activities. According to her, a proper implementation of protocols such as the AFTA Protocol of Women and Youth in Trade would help in the transformation of economies. She was speaking at the 4th Women in Trade Conference.
I think what every government need to do, we need to domesticate the protocol. We need to take this protocol to the women for them to know that there is an instrument in existence, and also teach them how to take advantage of this protocol. Secondly, I think it is important that the AU Assembly, we must basically periodically gauge the implementation of protocol. Who is lagging behind? Who's making advancement? How can they share their experiences? Everybody must come to the table. So it should not just be an instrument that exists for the sake of existing, but we must be able to measure the implementation, to measure how women are succeeding.
Selma Ashipala Muzavi is the Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana. Now, Amazon Web Services, AWS, is investing more than 5 million euros in the next 3 years to expand the supply of qualified professionals in cloud computing and increase diversity in Ghana. This is to support the country in closing the digital skills gap, which is projected to rise by 2030, according to the IFC. The investment is made possible by the AWS Partner Network and allocated to Amalitech, a Takoradi-based technology training center. Training includes cloud operations, infrastructure support, programming security, database fundamentals, and other commercial support functions. Clara Sinedo is Global Community Impact Program Lead for AWS and explained to journalists about this at the first graduation ceremony for some beneficiaries in the Western region.
Technology has changed the way we live, the way we work, and the way we do business. And it will continue to do so. It plays a crucial role in shaping the global job market. The International Finance Corporation noted that in sub-Saharan Africa, more than 230 million jobs will require digital skills by 2030. And in Ghana alone, more than 9 million jobs will require digital skills by 2030.
Clara Sinedo is Global Community Impact Program Lead for Amazon Web Services. Now, you may think that this is an opportune time for generator dealers to make money as the country grapples with the power crisis. The story is, however, different, as many of these dealers struggle to raise foreign exchange to import the equipment as the city depreciates. Jesse Awakpo has been engaging one of the market leaders in the industry and comes through with this report for the Business Journal.
Today, we put the focus on the standby power supply industry. With the recent power outages, one would be looking for a good alternative source of power. Come with me as we find out how much it will cost you to acquire generators for your homes, offices, and institutions.
The prices varies between the foreign exchange, normally foreign exchange, and what happened at the port. So that is what you determine to sell. Depending how everybody wants, some want huge margins, some want small margins, so that you can still be in the business, like the importation will be continuation. But 20 kV range from 60, 65 and beyond, depending the year model and the make of the gen. The industrials, the 100 and 150, the 100 normally now is around 100,000, 120,000 and beyond. Let me say, gen have shot into the system, and especially the residence one from the 12.5 to 2030, it's difficult to find now. So when the demand becomes very high, the prices boost up a little. We could all testify what happened at the COVID time when a loan car of Gary becomes 1.5 and etc. compared to 25 cities now. That is not what I mean, but depending who is selling it, knows now the demand becomes very high. So the person will boost his or her price a little up.
For a residential generator, a few months ago, before the power outage, how much would someone have to part with to acquire?
Few months ago, let's say somewhere start from last year, November, up to this November, September to December, around 38 to 45,000. You could get a fairly used genset at your residence. But while the shortage and high demand, now you start from 60, 65 and beyond.
Yeah. Are there any challenges you face?
The exchange rate is truly, when you bring gen from UK perhaps, like you bring 20 or 5 generators from UK today and the capital is like £30,000, the following month, like a month or two that you need to add up, by the time the person finishes